Okay. Hopefully it works.
Ladies and gentlemen, the City of San Bernardino Civil Service, Personnel Commission meeting for December 12, 2017 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichart.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
And welcome to our newest commissioner, Scott Herring.
Here.
Also present, we have Stephen Graham, representing the Personnel Commission from the City Attorney's Office.
Our first item today is public comments. I see there's no one in the audience for comments. Moving on, item AB, announcement by members of the Personnel Commission and staff. Do we have any announcements today?
I guess a short announcement. It is related to litigation, so I won't go into too much detail. But I did want to let the board know, in case you haven't heard already, the board's decision in the Andrade case, judgment was rendered against the city on that case. I don't know exactly what the city side, because it is managed by the department. They're the ones who represent the city in that case. I don't know exactly what their plans are, whether they're going to appeal that or not. I didn't want to work
with them. Okay, thank you very much.
Is that the one that we've been postponing and putting off?
Postponing?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
It was from a case from 2015. So the hearing had been completed, and then it had been cut up in terms of they didn't proceed until after we came out of bankruptcy. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
And I just so you know, I use the case name because that's the name of the case in Superior Court. Right. Otherwise, I wouldn't be using
Okay. Great. Moving on to item AC, approve agenda additions. Do we have any additions today?
No agenda additions.
Moving on to our consent calendar. I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull the item to speak on it? I'd ask for the motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A2, election of the board chairperson and vice chairperson for the term of January 2018 to December of 2018. Okay, do we have any nominations today for the chairperson?
For chair, I'd like to nominate our current chair. Okay. Another year.
Do I have a second on that? All in favor?
Yes.
Do you accept?
Oh, I do accept. I already knew that. My wife told me. Okay, well, I do accept, and I would call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to our nomination for the vice chairperson for January 2018 to December 2018. Do we have any nominations for our vice chair?
So I move that Curtis continue.
Okay, do I have a second?
Yes.
Okay, Curtis, would you accept the nomination?
I accept.
Thank you, sir. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Counselor, question.
You were procedurally correct.
Okay.
I know. Get out of practice.
Our next item is item A3, Personnel Commission meeting December 26th. Historically, this commission has taken off the meeting prior to Christmas because the holidays are so crazy and everything, and we'd like to do it again this year. So I would ask for a motion that the Personnel Commission meeting scheduled for Tuesday, December 26th, 2017 be canceled. If someone would make that motion.
So moved.
A second?
Yes.
All agree?
All agree.
Okay, so all opposes. All that motion goes ahead and passes A3. Moving on to A4. Correspondence. Do we have any correspondence today?
No correspondence.
No correspondence? We must be doing really well. Our next item is item A5, a report from the Secretary of the Personnel Commission.
So just really quickly, a couple announcements. If you have not already received a letter from the city manager, you will be receiving a letter from the city manager. One, inviting you to commissioner and board member appreciation dinner, which will be taking place on Thursday, December 14th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the 5th Street Senior Center. Titled the Winter Wonderland Commissioner's Appreciation Dinner. So if you are available, we would love to have you join us for dinner and just thank you for your service to the city through the many years that most of you have been here. And Scott, you're joining our team, and so we're really thrilled that you're able to make that commitment. So if you're available, we would love to have you join us for that. And then the second part of that message from the city manager is just to let you know that we're going through all the stages that are involved in implementation of the charter, and it's not an easy process to go through because it literally is going back in and updating the municipal code to make sure that they're in alignment with the charter, and there are a lot of components in the municipal code. Municipal code is about this big. Personnel rules and all the things that are interwoven in with that charter. So it's a long process for us to fully implement the components of the new charter, and so we're progressing along those lines. And part of that is a review. So council had a workshop where they assessed our current citizen advisory boards and commissions, of which there are 23 of them. That's a significant number. And they've given direction to the city manager that they're looking to consolidate those into a smaller number of citizen advisory boards and commissions, evaluate the requirements for being appointed to each, to make sure that they're meaningful opportunities when people do make that commitment, because it's a significant commitment on your part in terms of time. It's also a significant commitment on the city's part in terms of making sure that we're providing the staff support that you need to provide that feedback to council. Personnel Commission is a little bit different than a lot of the other advisory bodies, but we wanted you to be aware that this process, we're going through this process. We anticipate in early 2018 that there will be an item going back before council, which will be clarifying, updating the municipal code relative to our boards and commissions. One of the things that we need to establish with the Personnel Commission, as you may recall, under the Civil Service Board in the former charter, that charter really outlined our terms of your terms of appointment, how many years you served, the rotation of those terms, those types of things. Well, our new charter really doesn't outline those specifics, and so we need to incorporate that into our municipal code that really outlines that for this commission. So if you have ideas or concerns in terms of our current meeting structure, terms of appointment, those kinds of things, please let us know. I'm anticipating at this stage that we'll probably try and be consistent to the water board and the library board in terms of terms, looking at like 5-year appointment periods, those types of things. So this is an opportunity you can provide feedback to me if you have concerns. We can schedule a meeting for discussion if you would like to. And then we will let you know when the item is going to go before council, and that will present an opportunity as well for you to provide feedback. Remember, nothing will be final on day one. Council is going to have, anytime you're updating the municipal code, you're going to have a first reading and a second reading before anything is fully implemented. So there's still time for that discussion to take place. So I just wanted you to be aware of that. Know that you've got a letter coming that will kind of give you a general sense of some of the changes. This commission as a whole isn't going to change, other than we need to fully define appointment requirements, meetings, terms of office, that type of thing, as it's required in the charter. But there are other boards and commissions that they may be looking, or I know that they are looking to consolidate and combine potentially, so that we just have a fewer number of them. Just a support.
Under the old commission, we had the civil service rules.
Yes.
Are any of those going to be incorporated in this personnel commission?
So yes. So our council actually took action to transition the name of the civil service rules to the personnel rules. So those rules still are in effect today.
Okay.
Any place that it had identified, because under the new charter, your scope is limited to disciplinary appeal matters. And under the former charter, you had broader powers in terms of being able to, you know, establish testing standards and a number of other things. Those, by action of the council, were transitioned to the administrative functions that would be handled by the appointing authority or the designee, which would be the city manager or the human resources director, essentially. So they still exist. That's one of the number of things that needs to be updated. So we need to, even though they took action to make that how we would handle our existing rules, we need to update the language in them so they are not referring back to civil service. So there's still a lot of work to be done there. But yes, they still are, in fact, the rules that specifically relate to disciplinary appeal hearings are still in effect, and those were updated to reflect the personnel commission. So we did that in May 2015 when they transitioned and appointed you officially as the personnel commission members. Any other questions?
I would expect that the city attorney's office is very involved in this. That's basically, you know, the way the thing works is we're representing or being an impartial part between the city, but the city attorney being involved in it. Is there a specific person?
So the city attorney's office is involved, and the council has also retained special counsel to assist on implementing the new charter provisions, because it is a lot of work. And, you know, we are bailing the ship every day. It's nice to have another set of arms on the pump. I can tell you that as far as the civil service rules to the personnel rules, the city attorney's office was very involved in working with outside counsel, in working with the city manager's office. The first set that went through, the rules fundamentally didn't change. It was simply who was implementing them. So things that were formally needed to be approved by this board are simply approved at the administrative level. But the rules still exist. The procedure still exists. And going forward, that I assume that would be the case as well.
Not on top of this.
Very extremely high. I think that your rules and your commission was actually probably one of the first things that we did. Because it's so important to our relationship with the employees and the way the city functions.
Okay, thank you very much. That was my last question.
Okay. Very good. All right, with that, I'm done with my update.
Okay. And with that, I'll move on to item number A6. Closed session. I know we don't have any closed session items
today.
And our next item is item A7, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of January 9th, 2018, if I can have that motion.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Yep.
All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and happy holidays.
Happy Christmas.
All right.